The building was approximately 30 feet wide by 80 feet long, with large doors at each end to accommodate vehicles pulling in to drop off and pick up product. In this case, the product was opium, both the bane and blessing of the Afghani people. Rapp wondered if this was the right place to conduct the interrogation, but he knew he had neither the time nor the resources to do anything else. The job had to be done, and done quickly. Immediate results were paramount. At his request, the five prisoners were lined up on their knees in the middle of the warehouse. They were still bound and gagged. Rapp asked Erta to tell the two guards to wait outside, then retrieved a pair of earplugs from his black bulletproof tactical vest. He compressed the soft foam and inserted one plug into his left ear. Then he stepped from the shadows. As he approached the five kneeling men, he wondered if any of them would recognize him. His photograph had been published on the internet and elsewhere. When he stepped into the faint light, he could tell by the expression on one of the younger man's faces that he did indeed recognize him. Rapp removed the man's gag, and in Arabic told him to tell the others who he was. The man vacillated, and then, after clearing his throat and gaining some courage, he said, "Malikul Maut." Rapp smiled. The man had just told the others that Rapp was the Angel of Death. "That is right. My name is Azrael, and today is Yom Ud-Din, the Day of Judgment." Erta had joined him in front of the five captives. Rapp pointed to one of the men and said, "Take his gag off." Erta did so, and then remained standing next to the gray-bearded man. Having looked forward to this day for some time, Rapp studied the grizzled face and said, "Ali Said al-Huri, I have seen the Sijin, and your name is on it."